You're awake. Shh, don't get up just yet. You've been gravely hurt. I've been taking care of you. Yes, it's night. The moon hasn't risen yet. There's just the starlight. You were out cold for hours, human warrior. I've lain here with you, here in the grass. Pressed to your side, keeping you warm while you slept. I've whispered healing spells in your ear while you dreamed, and my soft, soft fingers have traced sigils of healing on your chest, like this. I am sorry that I stripped off your armor and your shirt. I had to. This wound in your side, it is terrible. I had to tend it. The bleeding stopped at my touch, but there is still healing yet to do. I didn't mean to shame you, stripping you of your clothing, human warrior. If it helps, I am nearly naked too. The raiders you slew tore away my sacred gown, and if I weren't holding the scrap that's left to my breasts, you would see them. Soft and full and elven young. You can feel my soft thigh pressed to your hip. If you didn't have these breeches on, you would even feel my delicate elven flower, naked and wet, pressed to your skin. I don't have anything to cover it. When the raiders set a torch to my carriage, they burned all the clothes I have left. This tattered garment I'm holding at my breast is all that's left. Oh, I shudder to think of what would have happened to me if you hadn't stopped them. They would have ravished me, bound me and thrown me over a bandit's horse to be sold as a slave in a market in some barbaric human city. You saved me. Rarely has a human done such an act of kindness for an elf woman. You didn't know that I'm elven? Look, I'll turn my head. See? My ears are pointed. My body is luscious and ripe. My eyes are the violet of the sky at twilight. And I am a little smaller than a human woman, tucked in warmly against your body. And when you saw my carriage in flames, its finery, its delicate carvings, you must have known what I was. Oh? Oh, you didn't come for me because you thought I was human, one of your people. And not because you knew I was an elf girl. You came because you heard a woman's cry of fear. You heard my scream. That was the only reason you needed. Thank you for saving me. I have never seen a man fight as you do. Not even among my own people. The elven warriors dance the blades with skill and grace, but you, when you saw those bandits silhouetted against the flames, when you saw them throw me to the earth, about to rape me, you moved like the wind. You tore through them, all those warriors, like they were made of paper. You're touching my cheek. Yes, one of them struck me. There is a bruise darkening on my smooth elven skin. If If you hadn't come through the woods just then, if you hadn't seen, I'm so glad you were there. I was crying when you lifted me from the grass. I was terrified, more scared than I've ever been. They were so cruel, brutal and sweaty, their hands groping me. They had torn open my gown. I was so scared. So scared. Yes. Hold me. Put your arms around me. You're kissing the tears from my cheeks. You carried me here, warrior, in your arms. After you slew the men who attacked me, while I clung to you, sobbing, you brought me to this glade, to the trickle of water over stones, while the sun bled into the sky, while you bled into the grass. Then you collapsed. You fell on top of me, human warrior. It was all I could do to wriggle out from under you. I am very small. Do you feel my fingertips on your cheek? I am so small and so soft. I could have fled, but I couldn't leave you here, bleeding. You took a sword thrust for me, to save me. It is a fearful wound. May I heal you, warrior? I am a cleric of Asha, goddess of love and healing. I have the gift of sharing my immortality for a few moments with one whom I find worthy. Enough to steal you from death when you're wounded. I would like to do that for you. May I do that for you? What am I doing? I'm kissing you, human male. I'm kissing you. And I'm opening your breeches. My gentle, soft fingers are freeing your cock. You don't know about the mysteries of elven healing. My goddess is very kind. By her gift, I can give you new vigor and fill your blood with fire, beautiful human. But to do this, I must be on fire myself, and I must have you inside me, to clasp you tight and share my heat. When our lives are mingled and one, in the wild enchantment, when everything in your world burns away in one perfect moment, when I am the only thing that exists for you in the whole world, only my body, soft and warm and loving around your cock, you will be healed, your wound mended, your body warm and glowing with love and life. May I heal you, my warrior. Feel my hand warm and small around your hard cock. As I lie at your side, my warrior, my rescuer. Oh, how you throb in my hand. You're blushing. You're a virgin. How is that possible? You are so, so beautiful. You're a virgin. You've never slipped this cock inside a woman? Oh, my warrior, in that case, I have a duty to my goddess to heal your wounds, to make sure you do not die before you have given a woman pleasure with this hard, mortal cock. This gorgeous cock that fills my hand, veiny and masculine and so warm. Oh, let my fingers caress you, beautiful man. I'll tease the tip, the shaft. These warm balls. You don't need to be nervous with me. I will take such good care of you, my warrior. May I kiss you again? Taste my mouth. My taste is sweet. Taste me. My lips are soft. Every part of me is soft and open and ready to give pleasure. There is a holy art in giving and receiving heat and life. May I teach you, Virgin Warrior? It would be my honor. I am a cleric of Asha, and you are a man. Everything about you is beautiful to me. The heat of your body, your muscles, and the stubble on your cheek, your musk, this cock. My hand is stroking your cock so gently, but I want to touch your face too, my beautiful human. I'll need another hand. I'll let go of this garment. Let it fall from my breasts. I don't need my breasts covered while I'm healing you. Look. I am naked. Yes. These are my soft, supple breasts, lifting with each breath I take, like a gift. A gift of softness, of gentle warmth in your hands, lovely and sweet to touch in a cold and cruel world. Please, put your hands on me, human. I am elven and pure and so warm. Touch my breasts. Accept my gift. Oh, fondle me. You make me quiver. Yes, both hands. Oh, so hot. Your hands make me burn. My nipples swell and ache at your touch. Beautiful human. Feel my heartbeat beneath my chest. I will share my heartbeat with you. You beautiful, brave warrior. Don't be shy, human. Touch me. Touch me. I am a cleric of Asha. This is what I'm for. The bandits wanted to take my gift, rape it from my body. But it is mine to give, to heal the weariness of worthy men like you. Oh, touch me. Touch me. I will sing now. Mm-hmm. It's a prayer to Asha to bless your body and mine, to bless our bodies together. Do you like it? When I sing, the goddess lights fire between my thighs. I get wet and slick, and I open for my lover's cock. The song is very sacred. Few humans ever hear it. Her power will hum and surge and roar in your body when you are inside me. Here, I'll climb on top of you. Keep your hands on my breasts. Oh, yes, like that. Just breathe, warrior, and enjoy my softness. Let me care for you so tenderly. Let me be so good to you. While I kiss your neck and press my nipples into your palms. Then grip your cock so gently in my hand. And prepare your body. Look at me in the starlight, at my high breasts, my hair tumbling elven silver about my shoulders, my eyes deep with love, all for you tonight. No, you are not dreaming, silly warrior. I told you, my goddess is kind. And she has taught me how to be so good to a man. I promise, if you let me do this, if you let me give you all the healing in my body, your wound will be closed by dawn. No more than a scar, a memory of the time you saved a cleric's life at sunset and enjoyed her before moonrise. Let me lean close and whisper in your ear. I will be so gentle with you, I promise. I will hold your cock so sweetly inside me. Here, I'll settle over your hips. Rub my blossom along your cock. Oh, mortal. You feel so hot and hard. My petals are dripping for you. I am dripping my honey on your cock. Oh, I will be tighter than a human woman. Wetter. Hotter. It's why raiders take us captive and sell us as slaves. If we have no elven warriors to protect us, they wouldn't even have given me time to sing the love prayer, to make my body wet and ready for a man. Even if I wanted to, they would just cover my mouth and hurt me. They were brutes. Not like you. You saved me. Let me heal you. Feel my soft, wet flower kiss the tip of your cock. Oh, I am so warm and so good. Yes, squeeze my breasts, beautiful human. Yes, do that. Do that to my nipples, mortal. Oh, that feels good. Do you want to be inside me? Do you want to make love to an elf girl tonight under the stars? I am so wet for you. I burn for you. You are human. You will be too big for me. But I have sung the prayer to Asha. I will gush on your cock. I am so ready. Please, please make love to me. Kiss me, warrior, and I will slide you into me. Kiss me. So big in me. Oh, human, human. My wet heat grips every inch of your cock so tightly. Oh, this won't be like healing an elf lord. Oh, I'm going to, ease myself up and lower myself again.
Oh, Asha.
Oh, you are so big. I am impaled. What have I done? Oh, no. No. You saved me earlier, but you do not need to protect me tonight. I will do this. I will heal you with my tight elven pussy. I will get used to your savage girth, human. You are beautiful. Your cock is beautiful. And if it does not kill me, it will give me such pleasure. I will be the envy of every cleric in the forest temple. And you, oh, you gorgeous man, how does it feel to be inside a wet, tight pussy for the first time? Ah, you sweet virgin man, your cock is inside me, where I am so hot. Yes. Oh, moan for me, please. Those low masculine moans, they undo me. They make me wet as Asha herself. Oh, they make me like a goddess for you. Moan for me. I'll press my breast to you. Yes, run your hands down my back. Oh, like that, like that, like that. Grip my ass. I am going to rock my hips a little. Grind my soft, sensitive clit against your groin. Oh, I'm going to go so slow. Oh, warrior, this feels good. This feels right. You feel so good in me. I am licking your neck, the underside of your jaw. With my soft, warm, wet, little elven tongue. Oh, the smell of you, the taste of you, the man who saved me. You smell so masculine and so primal. You smell human. Oh, your hands on my ass. How you pulled me onto your cock. Oh, so much, so much. All right. I think I can take it now. I can take all of you. I can start the enchantment. I will ride you now, my warrior. I'll straighten, brace myself with my hands on your chest, like this. You're going to watch. You are going to watch my high elven breasts bounce for you. You can grip them if you want. You can grip my ass. I am going to ride your hard human cock like this is the best moment in my life. In my long immortal life, you are everything to me tonight. Oh, Asha, if I've been a good cleric for you, heal this man. Help me give him all the life and love and heat he deserves. Heal him while I fuck him until he can't breathe. Mortal. What magic you are working in my body. Mortal. Yes, lift your hips so, goddess. Yes, thrust into me. Oh, you virgin warrior, that is just right. That is just right. Don't be nervous. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, goddess. Yes. Oh, goddess. It's more than I can. More than I can. With my hand, with my own soft fingers, I can no longer sing. I hope it was enough to please the goddess. I can't sing anymore, I can't. All I can do is squeal and cry out at the glory of your cock in me. Oh, you man, how do you do this to me? I fear I will wake the forest. Oh, you want to cover my mouth for me? With your hand. Do it, warrior, do it. Hold in my cries of joy and grip my breast, and I will rake my nails down your chest. Oh, forgive me if I give you new wounds. I cannot help it. They will only be scratches. Only scratches. If I don't scratch or scream or come apart, I will just die. You feel so good in me. I know you won't last long. I won't either. I've been wet since you woke up. I've been wet since I looked into your eyes. I've been wet since you saved me. I will come around your cock here under the burning stars, and we will share this joy together. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming, oh warrior. Oh, warrior. Oh, warrior. Human. Cover my mouth. Cover my mouth and come in me. Cover my mouth and come in me. Oh, come in me. Come in me. Come in me and come in me. So much. Oh, I flooded your cock, your groin with my wet honey. Oh, mortal, my hero. Oh, how you came in me. was the most beautiful feeling. That was holy and hot. Oh, thank you for letting me serve my goddess tonight. Thank you for letting me heal you, for letting me give you so much. You gave me so much. I trace my fingertips along your wound. It's almost completely closed. Is there any pain? No, not anymore. I am glad. You don't deserve pain, kind human male. You deserve all the love an elf woman can give you. All the love in my body. It is yours tonight. I think the healing is completed, my prayer answered. But we don't have to stop touching, fucking. It honors the goddess if we share pleasure with each other until dawn. If we celebrate the new life surging into your body, the new life you might have just put in mine. No, don't worry. You don't have to raise the baby, sweet man. I am a cleric of Asha. There is an entire temple to help with that. A baby born in a healing love carries strong magic. And if she is a girl, she will be a cleric of Asha one day, too. What's that? Oh, I don't know if there's ever been a half-human cleric before. I've only ever healed elven men. You were very different, stronger inside me. Yes, I'm blushing. I am only an elf girl. You are very big for me, human. How proud you look now, like a lion. The virgin who made his first woman scream into his hand like an animal. You will make me scream again and again. I know it. Are you getting your strength back? Now that you are healed and strong, I would like to lie beneath you, pressed between you and the living earth, so you may ride me as you wish, as hard and urgent as you wish. You will need to cover my mouth again while you pound me. It will be much more than I can take. But I will give you anything you want tonight, warrior. Yes, roll me under you. Oh, you are so strong on top of me. Your eyes are so dark, and I see the stars above your head. Yes, cup my breasts. Oh, warrior. Oh, kiss them. Kiss them. Kiss my nipples. Oh, your mouth is so good. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm rolling my hips, encouraging you to thrust. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you powerful male. I am overwhelmed at the smell of you, the touch of you, the thickness of you in me. Oh, take me with you tomorrow, after you come in me again. Oh, keep me with you. At least until we reach the next city, where I might be protected from raiders who would abduct me. Oh, keep me safe by day. And keep me full of your cock by night. Keep me so full of your cock. Now kiss me, mortal, and make me sing to the goddess at each thrust.
Asha. Asha.
Oh, take me. Take me. Swollen with pleasure, my pussy throbbing, slake and tied around your cock under these eternal stars. Oh, human, you are so good. So, so good. Oh, thank you for saving me. Thank you for accepting the gift of my body. You beautiful man. Your cock in me is so much, so much. You've conquered me tonight. I am your conquest. Oh, and your seed in me. I want to drip your semen down my smooth elven legs all night. Yes, keep gripping my breasts like that. Oh, you beautiful, sexy man. So good. So good. You are so good in me. So good. You are so good. So good. So good.